What you are about to hear is insane.
No, it is insanity.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Insanity with patience.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently they dance. Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell. In this film, you will see the ease with which this vicious plant can be grown in your neighbor's yard, rolled into harmless-looking cigarettes, hidden in an innocent shoe or watch case.
If you want a good smoke, try one of these.
You will meet Bill, who once took pride in his strong will as he takes the first step toward enslavement.
Of course, if you're afraid.
Destroying reefer, they find a moment's pleasure, but at a terrible price. Debauchery, violence, murder, suicide, and the ultimate end of the marijuana addict. Hopeless insanity. Important film now, before it is too late.
Guns don't kill people. Cops kill people.
Another one got caught today. It's all over the papers. Teenager arrested in computer crime scandal. Hacker arrested after bank tampering.
Damn kids, they're all alike.
But did you, in your three-piece psychology and 1950s techno brain, ever take a look behind the eyes of a hacker? Did you ever wonder what made him tick? What forces shaped him? What may have molded him? I am a hacker. Enter my world. Mine is a world that begins in school. I'm smarter than most of the other kids. This crap they teach us bores me.
Damn underachiever. They're all alike.
I'm in junior high or high school. I've listened to teachers explain for the 15th time how to reduce a fraction. I understand it. No, Miss Smith. I didn't show my work. I did it in my head.
Damn kid. Probably copied it. They're all alike.
I made a discovery today. I found a computer. Wait a second. This is cool. It does what I want it to. If it makes a mistake, it's because I screwed it up. Not because it doesn't like me, or feels threatened by me, or thinks I'm a smartass, or doesn't like teaching and shouldn't be here.
Damn kid. All it does is play games. They're all alike.
And then it happened. A door opened to a world, rushing through the phone lines like heroin through an addict's veins. An electronic pulse is sent out, a refuge from the day-to-day incompetencies is sought. A board is found. This is it. This is where I belong. I know everyone here. Even if I've never met them, never talked to them, may never hear from them again, I know you all.
Damn kid, tying up the phone line again. They're all alike.
You bet your ass we're all alike. We've been spoon-fed baby food at school when we hungered for steak. The bits of meat that you did let slip through were pre-chewed and tasteless. We've been dominated by the sadists or ignored by the apathetic. The few that had something to teach us found us willing pupils, but those few are like drops of water in the desert. This is our world now, the world of the electron and the switch, the beauty of the bod. We make use of a service already existing without paying for what could be dirt cheap if it wasn't run by profiteering gluttons. And you call us criminals. We explore, and you call us criminals. We seek after knowledge, and you call us criminals. We exist without skin color, without nationality, without religious bias, and you call us criminals. You build atomic bombs, you wage wars, you murder, cheat, and lie to us and try to make us believe it's for our own good, and yet we're the criminals. Yes, I am a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. My crime is that of judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. My crime is that of outsmarting you, something you'll never forgive me for. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all. After all, we're all alike.
Krepko is back! It's the amazing Krepko, Mr. Cardboard Tube, from Krepko. Krapko needs no batteries and doesn't operate on FM radio frequencies. Yes, the amazing Krapko, Mr. Cardboard Tube, is just a cardboard tube taken from a roll of squeezably soft paper de toilet.
Hiya, good looking. Be back to pick you up in an hour.
Si, hablas with you, Cookie.
Si, si, Señor Cardboard Tube.
Even professional wrestlers use Mr. Cardboard Tube to threaten their opponents.
I'll beat you any place, anytime, anywhere.
Get one for your dog, too.
So, Beneath, what do you want for your bite day?
Oh, Georgie, I want a Mr. Cardboard Tube by Krapko.
The amazing Krapko Mr. Cardboard Tube. Now only $17.99, $95.99. You can even go doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo. Available at Wilco, Wonko, Tenego, Tenafly, Magic Marker, Store 24, Piggly Wawa, and all Doc Johnson stores. Mr. Cardboard Tube by Krapko. Remember at Krapko, we always say, if you buy this, he'll buy anything.
New from Barker Brothers, a game for the entire family. Scot-free. Your team has just assassinated the president. Can you get away scot-free? Shake the dice and see. Great, you found a patsy. Go again. Bonus card. You get Jack Ruby to kill your patsy. That's good because dead men don't talk. Oh no, Abraham Zapruder films the assassination. Tough break, but now you go again. And a stroke of luck. 22 material witnesses die of unnatural causes. Now your opponent shakes again. Uh-oh, look out. Life Magazine buys the Zapruder film. But you buy Life Magazine and show the frames out of sequence. You're almost home. Now you must spin the public opinion board. You've done it. The public believes it. You're scot-free. Available from Barker Brothers.
You are listening to Insanity with Patience.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired. look at the rock and roll detector. It's this way.
Admiral Balzi would be so proud of us, Lance. I think we've finally discovered the Lightning Bugs Pirate Broadcast Center.
Yeah, we'll probably get a medal for this, Claire. The rock and roll's right here.
Perfect. I go wearing my tight pajamas, flying high. This is the life. Hey-o!
Take this, dummy!
Goodness gracious!
This freak in the pajamas is psycho!
Shoot him! Shoot the white devil!
Feels good. A little lower and I'll be the Cape Madwoman.
He'll flip!
Everything that I ever had to give,
oh, you know I did.
But each time I tell myself that I think I've had enough of it, I'm gonna show you, baby, that it won't can be tough. Well, you keep calm on, calm on, calm on, calm on, and take it! Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Take another little piece of my heart, but darling, you know you got it if it makes you feel good, yes indeed. Well, oh, you on the streets, you're looking good. On the deep down inside, I know you know it ain't never been right. Never, 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 never hear me cry now. Oh, each time I tell myself that I'm getting a pain.
February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing, bye, bye, Miss America. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance, 'cause the players tried to take the field. The marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing, bye, clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrifice, met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.